You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You can tell the excitement, can you not? Like, I mean, I am jonesing right now.
You are very, it's not just you though, man. Like, the amount of people that have, in one way or another, been like, I'm excited to see Shador. And by the way, they're not people necessarily all rooting for Shador. There are some people look at tonight as a way of being like, if he stinks, I get to not talk about him for the next 3 weeks. Yeah. But there is some validity to that.
No, that exists. It definitely exists. But those people have been tampered down today as if it's almost like a, you know how people get annoyed? So my wife is Jewish, and sometimes when it becomes Christmas season, she's like, it's been 3 months of Christmas songs. She's just kind of had enough of it by the time you get to December 25th. But on December 25th, doesn't say a word. She's like, that's your day. You know what? Like, you get that. You enjoy it as much as you want. I'm not going to comment on trees, on lights, on anything. Like, that's your day. You made it to your day. And I feel like the people that have been frustrated with the Shador Sanders conversation, they've understood the moment. They're like, let's take a back seat today. Let's let this one for the Shafans out there, and let's have ourselves a good time.
It's the Shahive. And here's the thing. Those people have not migrated off my TikTok at Nick Wilson Says TikTok or my Twitter feed, because there are people who are just like being the Grinch who stole Shadormus here.
I mean, today has been a great day in a understanding from Browns fans.
Is it just that they're avoiding
that
you?
This is maybe
they
I don't know.
They can't dim Listen, your hopes.
When you put out that poll about wrist up or wrist down,
yeah,
and whichever direction, you know, what are you rooting for with Shador? First off, was I surprised it'd be like 88% and wrist up in Shador Sanders' favor? Yeah. Little bit. But I know if I did, like a week ago, if I responded with the gif of Shador Sanders with the wrist up the way that I did today on your tweet, I would have got some hate. There would have been people commenting, ah, you're just always on his jock strap, JP. You're just this and that. And you know what? Today, people are letting me have it.
So why?
People are just like, okay, enjoy today.
Why is tonight important to the narrative around Shador?
So honestly, this is something that Lima is the inspiration for this one.
Ooh.
Because Lima, earlier today, it was like maybe it was like a 15 or 20 second moment where Lima, he went into this whole thing about how like flip-flopping is okay when you get new information and everything else, right?
Okay.
And he said flip-flop.
That is a way to frame it there,
he
morning
boys. He legitimately said flip-flop, but he forgot the point. He forgot the whole point about why we got angry with flip-flopping in the draft conversation and leading up to the draft was the idea that Shador Sanders hadn't played any games. Like on January 4th, you could have made a proclamation about Shador Sanders if you had watched enough college football to be able to say what you think or what you don't think about Shador Sanders. Everything else is just white noise. And the difference here and why tonight is important is that I feel like the people that have supported Shador the entire stretch have been hit with this criticism of, oh, you were just wrong. He's a fifth round pick. He's not nearly as good as you think. No, we haven't seen him play any games. Tonight is the first time in 8 months we've seen him actually play 11-on-11 football. And that's where we can start to actually figure out what Shador Sanders is at this level.
I wonder, though, are those same people, if they don't like, you know me, I'm just Switzerland. I want what is ever best for the Cleveland Browns. All right. And not just that. What is going to make the most entertaining potentially 3-14 season? Right? I want this to be the most competitive 3-14 team. They could be 5-12, by the way, but I want them to be competitive. So to me, the purity of the quarterback kerfuffle has really mattered. But there are people who have just decided they don't like Shador for whatever reason. So there's a part of me that thinks there will be some sort of a moving goalpost of, yeah, okay, he played well. Let's do the 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, no INTs, perfect game managing. It's a preseason game.
Bound to happen. If he plays great, there's going to be enough people out there that have that rhetoric and go with that statement, but it will know the difference. We'll know the difference in whether or not what we see out there tonight is something that is tangible and real, or whether or not it works both ways. If he looks bad, I don't want the people to turn around and say, well, he wasn't given a chance, didn't have a right opportunity, and it's just a preseason game. Browns don't even care about these preseason games.
All right, our guy Albert Breer was commenting on a video by the Morning Boys where I think it was, I can't remember if it was the Joe Thomas one or just a conversation that maybe Ken was having about Shador and, you know, getting the fair chance and all that.
Yeah, they had one go very, then, very viral, by the way. Good
Albert,
job by them.
And Albert quote tweeted it and said, you know, nobody in Indianapolis is talking this way about Riley Leonard. Nobody in Seattle is clamoring for Jalen Milroe. And I guess my point was, because they're not Shador and it's not this quarterback room specifically, where if you stand for Joe Flacco, I get it. I don't think Dylan Gabriel's a starting NFL quarterback, but if you stand for Dylan Gabriel because he's their third round pick and you want to see some, yeah, I get it. I really don't get the Kenny Pickett thing at all, but he's a Browns quarterback. If you support Kenny Pickett, I understand your right to have suddenly take some position that Pittsburgh failed him despite winning in spite of him.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Shador. Like, it's just weird that there's, I really hope this year would be a year where we didn't have the Deshaun wars or the Sashi wars or the Baker wars or whatever little trivialized, tribalized fights that we've had.
Yeah, good luck with
and
that.
And we're starting to have that. And I'm like, guys, stop being nasty to each other on social media. It's Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders, all of whom could be replaced in 6 months.
Well, I like your sentiment on it. Like, don't be nasty to each other. But there is. There's always going to be enough of a war between the Shador Sanders supporters and the Shador Sanders detractors. My problem is, for people like myself that just want to see the Browns have a great quarterback, and if Shador Sanders ends up being that, why can't we celebrate it? Why is it such a problem?
Also, here's the thing. You and I'm going to continue to say this. I don't think Dylan Gabriel is a starting quarterback in the NFL. And when you draft a guy in the late third round, when there are other starters on the board, and by the way, what was considered a weak draft, like I think the kid from William and Mary, Charles Grant, I think he's going to start even if it's not this year. There's a couple other kids who were drafted right after him. At the same point, if he's the guy that gets the rabbit out of the hat first,
mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, great. I would more than welcome the idea if Dylan Gabriel ends up being the second best short quarterback of all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All time. I'm like, great, awesome. We got two. Historically,
way,
we got two.
Short Kings in Cleveland, great. You deserve this one.
Yeah, prop them up. Oh,
I've gotten Joe Flacco, Right? Joe Flacco's like a statue of a man.
I mean, that came
Short Kings, this one's for you if it happens. It's not going to happen. But if it does happen, good for you.
It's these shoes!
Good for you. You almost did like a Buckaroo thing.
I know, I did. It was not great. I was not talking down to you, although yeah. I am talking down to you.
And no one can ever really say we've done anything but make a lot of short jokes.
Well, yeah.
Like if the show, like, other shows try to take the high road on this and be like, we don't make short jokes.
And by the way, it's
we've
fake.
Made a lot. We've made it's, a lot of short
phony.
Jokes.
It's phony. Oh, because those the second that anybody, any one of these quarterbacks stink and it's proven, they'll flip on those guys on a dime.
Well, so that's the other side of this that I want to bring up, too. Like, everyone's like, oh, hey, Jonathan, we hate the idea that you go so hard in the paint for Shador Sanders. We wish it didn't. It's like, oh, so would you just like not to, you'd like to just not know where I stand? Would you care for that a little bit more? Would you just like if I just didn't have an opinion ever?
All right, but this
is that really what you want out of this?
This is where the conversation is, and it's headlined by tonight. When I've said, I think your quarterback's, coming in 2026, people get pissed, not necessarily just at me, although some of them do, because it's like, oh, what's this year about? It's like, same thing it was for the Denver Broncos when they knew they were going to move around from Russell Wilson. And by the way, by holding him hostage, by threatening to take his job away from him if he didn't accept a pay cut, they basically sabotaged their ability to make the playoffs that year. Yeah, something like that. Or something like every team that goes through transition years. Like, guys, yeah, this year might be the bridge to 2026.
We called it the poison pill for 5 months now.
And the best case scenario still is Shador or Dylan or Kenny Pickett doing the unthinkable and grabbing this job, but it doesn't mean it's going to be the most likely thing to happen. And there, so this is, you know what? I'm going to do the Paul Dolan now. And this is going to be very unpopular.
Enjoy him?
No, enjoy the ride. Because this thing is going to be this is going to be a roller coaster that would like be the best ride at Cedar Point. There's going to be some incredible highs, maybe in the preseason, and a lot of lows. Like this thing has to play out, and that starts with a quarterback kerfuffle. Like you can't be jaded about this thing going into preseason game number one, because right now is just when the whole thing's ramping up.
And there's an acknowledgement, too, that preseason night one, the way the eyeballs of the NFL world are on us tonight, it might be some of the most attention we have all season long.
Yeah. Let's go with Alfonso. I know he wants to get in here. Alfonso, get it in, buddy.
Guys, it's going to be a great game tonight for my boy Shador Sanders. I'm telling you that right now. Write this down right now. Write it down. Shador Sanders will have 6 total touchdowns in this game tonight. I'm telling you that right now.
All right. We have it on the Odyssey Rewind. You know, we don't have to write it down. We got you. We got you. Noted. Thank you, Alfonso.
You can tweet it, too, by the way, if you want to. I feel like you didn't have the proper reaction to that. I feel like that's a moment. I can't, as Switzerland, I can't hoop and holler at that, right? But as part of the Shahive, that was your moment to be like, hell yeah, Alfonso. Yeah.
Maybe it would have caught me off guard if I didn't know that Alfonso was a big Shador Sanders guy. Like if it was somebody that it was like, I don't know, Tom and...
So you need one of the flip-floppers from the morning show to get that in here?
That would be really nice, by the way.
Lima just called in and was like, I gotta say it, 4 tutties. The 350 yards you'd hoop and holler for that?
Hell yeah, I would.
Is it hoop and holler?
You may have another 2 months left.
Is it whoop and holler? I don't know.
Either one worked.
Objects in the mirror. Jack in Concord, you got 35 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I think you are overstating this whole thing. First of all,
how dare
I have
we?
I have no. I'm not a hater. Okay.
You have to preface
that's
it that
the first
way.
Thing a yeah. hater
I
says.
I think trying to compare him to the debut of LeBron James is really
who did
over
that?
The top.
Nobody did that.
And, yes, you did. You did earlier. Check
no, we
your,
didn't.
Check your.
Yes, what show? Did. What we show said, were you listening to
said,
that did that?
We said the preseason game, equated, Browns preseason.
LeBron never came up.
You go back and listen to the first few minutes of your show.
We don't
and
have to.
That.
One that started at 2 o'clock.
We don't
Let me
have
get something
to.
Else in.
We said
Let
it.
Let me get something else in. Let me get something else in.
That's what she said.
I think that if Shador Sanders didn't play football for his father, who was a media sensation, we wouldn't be having this conversation at all. Nobody would be having this conversation. It was his father that put him out front, that made him basically what he is. But I don't think he would have been as popular as you're making him out to be if he didn't go to Colorado and play for his father.
You know, Jack, there are people in Colorado, by the way, that think that Deion put Shador in an awful situation, all things considered, because he babied him in many respects, and he didn't get him ready for the pros. He got him ready to win college football games, and he didn't necessarily get him ready for the pros in the way that some people would have wanted.
I bet you Jack is real fun at parties. No offense, Jack. You seem real fun. 216-474-0092. How important is tonight to the narratives around Shador? Daniel Oyafusi joins us, ESPN Browns reporter. He'll set the bar for Shador tonight and the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.